What is it, your pop? Just leave that here.
What I'm trying to do is to string together some of the stuff we're doing anyway.
I am setting it up right now.
Adding a couple of new things so that we can begin to have a structured discussion on what a DKR, on how a DKR should be done.
Mm-hmm.
Both how we should work together with people in America and here.
Is it aiming up to say, hey, I can build a first rough DKR?
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, what this is isn't a DKR to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to try to just get a structured mechanism. So that's why.
As a step toward that capability?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wikis are very, very useful. But they fall down in this capacity for me because they don't allow you to set different view specs.
Is there any reason why you couldn't?
So, Adam, yo, old
add
sir.
That to a wiki.
Yes, could you look at this?
Yes,
boss.
I don't understand.
If it's not 5 minutes,
probably
you shouldn't be working. Right now.
So that's really what it comes down to.
Rode. Have you looked at Tweaky?
No.
It allows you to do all sorts of things with it. It's very structured space with highly modular things. It's a wiki that's really heavily in the development.
So it's T-Wiki.
T-Wiki, yeah.
Okay, I'll have a look at that.
So you're trying to make some steps.
Just put that over here because they're low.
Yeah, of course. I feel like my voice is. But anyway, you're trying to make the steps with the novel ideas you had about your pop stuff and sort of have that be a pathway, adding, moving along that in order to approach having a capability to start evolving DKRs.
Yes.
That's fabulous. That's great.
Yeah. That's what it is. And my dialogues with you is basically to make sure that what we're doing includes a very basic minimal set of functionalities, and more importantly, that it is possible to that it is possible to keep changing in the future.
What's this? Yeah, that you're starting on an evolutionary path that doesn't seem to have blocks in it, unnecessary blocks to start with.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a learning process to find out. To find out procedures and what technical things make sense, what doesn't make sense, while having the data be information about what everyone else is doing.
It'd be very worthwhile to start saying, let's pick a small relevant knowledge domain,
mm-hmm,
and start seeing what we could do to approach this general thing we call it.
Because you're connected downstairs.
I think that's the only way it's going to evolve.
Yep. And of course, as we've agreed, the knowledge domain is what are the current pieces out there that we could use to make the DKR.
Exactly. That's great. I think that's the highest payoff target. Is a DKR about how you, what examples are out there that seem to be DKRs, and what can be done to extend their capability.
And we emphasize two things very strongly. One is ignorance, and the other is amateurishness. Because we expect to have to make great changes.
Oh, great.
So we're trying very hard not to be precious about too many things.
Uh-huh.
So, we'll have a 1 year review in a year. And hopefully we'll have enough funding to just take all the data out take everything we've learned and start from scratch.
That'd be great. And then that include being in touch with other people that are seriously trying it too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why the first guiding principles is multi-author. So multiple people can enter information, and multiple people can define stored views of the information. That's what I mean by multi-author.
Touch the area. There has to be some kind of unifying principles that emerge.
Yeah, this is. Oh yeah, let me read you that army thing. It's very relevant for now. A few paragraphs are copied out of a book on.
Indian giver, huh?
Shouldn't be. In other words, for.
This is from a book called "The Path to Victory."
Oh, brilliant!
America's Army and the Revolution in Human Affairs. According to TRADOC's latest doctrine, and TRADOC is an acronym for one of the military doctrines, operations will prove as decisive as the blitzkrieg of early World War II. The blueprint for the 1990s army was TRADOC's pamphlet 5255, Force 21 operations. Force 21, that's what they keep referring to. This provides the concept for the army's evolution to full dimensional operations. Which it can't use because it has also updated its leadership manuals, including some listed here. Each of these speaks of the increased importance of creating the right command climate. That refers to what Ted is talking about, culture, of making sure we do the right, you know, follow the path. Throughout the first half of the decade, the Army received favorable recognition as a learning organization that's way ahead of business in retraining senior managers and keeping the team's attention on the future. It remains to be seen if changes in personnel laws and policies, doctrine, and force structure will occur in parallel to the adaptation of technology. Another way of saying human and tool system. The authors who wrote the 1997 report to General Reimer understood the significance behind the words cultural change. What types of changes within the army must occur to create a cultural change? The future will be different from the past in ways we have not yet begun to understand. Force 21 is a journey, not a destination. An organized battlefield with everyone.
Is this extracted from someplace?
It's copied out of a book. All of these things. We are not going to do it right now. That book, America's Army and the Revolution in Human Affairs. Because the army, I'm taking a lot from this book because the army is doing a lot of great things and they're also messing up. So we get to learn both about how to do it and where the problems lie. An organized battlefield with everyone making decisions based on information that will allow greater synchronization of effort, control of tempo, and control of force application. Thus, this next evolution of doctrine will continue the evolution of full dimensional operations into Force 21 operations as the increasing impact of information age technologies is combined with quality soldiers and leaders in the U.S. Army.
Are these extracts you've made, or is this a...
This is what I've copied out from the book. But the last sentence there is, this concept achieves force coherence through shared knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Right? So what I'll do is try to make a little case study of this stuff. Keep everything quoted from the book, write some of your perspectives into it, and see if we can learn from that. And maybe these are some people we should approach.
Yeah. I'm going to have to insist. My patient can't stay up until all hours.
I have a registered trademark elsewhere.
So, I think
we get to talk more tomorrow night, right?
We will indeed.
And so, Adam is going to.
They're already? Okay. I will save, quit.